Even a month later, after the New York Times published my thank you letter, no one had said a word to me about Laura being outside that door, and maybe they never would have. But the circumstances surrounding Laura's death deeply bothered her uncle, Robert Levis. Uncle Bob called the Somerville police to ask whether there was a police report that could help explain what happened. I've been told that there would be no report, as officers didn't write up medical calls. But Detective Michael Perrone and his fellow officers were so deeply moved by Laura's death that they broke protocol. They interviewed the firefighters who had found Laura and one of the guards on duty that night and viewed surveillance footage from the hospital's cameras, describing all they observed in writing in case that footage was ever erased. Uncle Bob shared the report with Laura's dad, Dr. William Levis, a former officer with the U.S. Public Health Service. I will never forget my father-in-law's voice cracking apart when he called me. "Pete, I have the most terrible thing to tell you," he said. "They killed Laura." Through numerous letters and phone calls, I obtained the grainy, horrible surveillance video showing Laura outside the hospital. I obtained from the state police the shattering recording of Laura's 911 call. I sought out every document I could find, police and fire reports, ambulance reports, state investigators' reports, field notes from hospital inspections, and internal hospital documents, which I requested through the Freedom of Information Act. And I spoke with lawyers at the largest medical malpractice firm in Boston. Suing Somerville Hospital would not give Laura the chance to live her life, to be a mother, to grow old with me. Still, if its owner, Cambridge Health Alliance, was made to pay millions in damages, it would potentially send a message to hospitals across the country to reevaluate their emergency room procedures.